Now, as you know, there's a pretty high penetration of solar power panels on people's roofs in Brisbane. We've got, I think it's the highest in Australia. I could be wrong. My next guest may know. Renata Egan is the director of the Australian PV Institute, the Photovoltaic Institute. Renata, do you know, I think Queensland has the highest penetration of solar panels in Australia. Is that right?
Hello, Steve. Yeah, that's correct. Queensland has 30% across the state. So all the rooftops, that's the residential rooftops, 30% of households have solar on the roof. And it gets as high as 50% in some of the Brisbane suburbs. That's certainly as good as it gets in Australia.
Now, you say that the Australian PV Institute says that solar owners here are basically rescuing the what you describe as the overworked electricity network. Tell me how.
So there's some very clear data that's available. You can see it on our website, the APVR website, that shows the contribution that solar makes to the total electricity demand. And it peaks at around 10% in the middle of the day, but even in the afternoons at 4 or 5, it's still making a contribution of about 5% of demand of electricity. And that's just keeping the peaks down, and that keeps the prices down. Prices spike during these really hot days when everybody turns their air conditioners on, and some of those air conditioners are working really hard. So demand peaks, but solar is making a big contribution to that and keeping the prices down.
So the state sort of trade electricity, don't they? But when it's stinking hot, everyone wants electricity generated by the generators, and they compete on the free or the open market for it. But you say it's solar power is actually keeping a lid on the price here.
Yes, it is. Yep. It's because it takes the peaks out of the electricity market. So it's the peaks where they make all the money. Where the demand goes, the prices go right through the roof. The spot price on the market is like orders of magnitude, thousands of times higher than what we pay as consumers. And it goes through the roof when the demand exceeds the normal amounts. But solar, as long as it's taking 5 or 10% off the peaks, it's keeping the prices down.
So the upside, so there's been all sorts of, you know, arguments, but one of the upsides for solar power here is that you say that in times like this, in heatwave conditions, solar power is actually keeping the price of electricity down and relieving the pressure on the overworked electricity network.
Yeah, absolutely. The data shows that conclusively.
My guest is Renata Egan. She's director of the Australian Photovoltaic Institute. Renata, you would know, I assume, that Queensland state government has set a target of, 50% of electricity generated by renewable energy by 2030.
Yes.
Is that achievable? There's quite a bit of commentary since that was announced, and people have been pointing to what's happening in South Australia, saying that's crazy, it can't be done.
It certainly can be done because it's done in other places in the world. Costa Rica is 100% renewable. Some of the Northern European states are close to 70, 80% renewable, and South Australia runs close to 100% renewable on a number of days. The problem that South Australia has had has not been associated directly with the use of renewables. It's been the grid that's been problematic. So Queensland is absolutely possible. It will be a combination of wind and solar that will get you there by 2030.
We would need a smart grid to do it, though, don't we? We've just paid for a dumb grid. We're paying billions for a dumb grid, which was brought in when Peter Beattie was Premier. We would need a smart grid, though, to achieve that 50% renewable target by 2030, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we absolutely will. But the grid is getting smarter. As with solar, the lead has been taken by households and individuals. There is now a range of smart monitoring devices that you can get to connect your own home and so that you better understand your own energy use as well as your solar generation. And it's residential households that are taking the lead on that. So we're learning more and more about what's actually going on in the grid. Even the grid operators are learning more about what's going on in the grid from the residential uptake of solar and the monitoring that people are investing in.
So you don't see, the Australian Photovoltaic Institute, you don't think there will be any problem reaching the renewable energy target of 50% here in Queensland by 2030?
There'll be problems that will be associated with integration, not necessarily with the delivery of the renewables.
Integration.
So it'll be connecting to the existing grid and the grid management. that will provide the challenges. But the technology for solar and wind is available and possible and cheaper than coal fire, at least for new generation. And there's a concern with intermittency, so the reliability of supply, that's being met by new technologies around storage. And other places in the world are embracing that. And South Australia is leading on that at the moment in Australia. Within 15 years, it'll be very cost-effective and very reliable.
Is it correct that...